The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. The Muskie Expo Chicago, January 19th through the 21st at the Kane County Fairgrounds, St. Charles, Illinois. MuskieExpo.com. The Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Are you ready for today's big show? I am. I'm having fun today. I'm psyched up. I'm just way having too much fun. But remember, Chauncey's Great Outdoors is celebrating its 26 years on ESPN Radio, and we are so grateful to all the listeners and sponsors and people at the station that help make this program come out every single week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On today's show, we're at the beginning of our outdoor shows season, as we call it here in the Chicagoland area. Like the Muskie Expo is coming to St. Charles in a couple of weeks. And the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo will be in Schaumburg at the end of the month. So, you know, we're excited about this time of the year. On today's show, though, we have Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And Tim is going to talk to us about all the cool programs that are going on in the Forest Preserves. And I mean, I looked at the list, and when I'm going to talk to him about it, you need to go out. Grab the kids, married guys, grab the wife, get out there. Single guys, get your girlfriend, get out there. Let's have some fun. And you single girls, you can grab a guy, and it's okay. Bring them, take them out and check out the nature centers. There's lots of neat thing programs. So many of them. You wouldn't believe it right now. Okay? But then after Tim, we've got Jim Lemke, the Department of Natural Resources Real Estate Section Chief. Wow, what a title. For the Wisconsin Department DNR. And he's going to tell us about a free online site. Or if you want to buy the book, they make this huge 2-inch thick book that tells you all the places that you have public access in the state of Wisconsin for fishing, ATVing, snowmobiling, hiking, camping, canoeing, boat ramps, sunken ships to dive on in Lake Michigan, hunting, and so much, much, much more. There's so many things, I can't even stand it. Really, it is so cool, all the stuff that's out there. And I really want you to come out and check this out, because if you can do this online, and I just kind of did it a little bit, so I have a lot of questions to ask Jim. But I mean, there's places just over the border and from Illinois into Wisconsin. There's places from the Upper Peninsula over the border. There's places from Minnesota over the border to come in, even Iowa to come into Wisconsin. And all of these places are public lands, whether they're state, federal, municipal, or county government. There are so many places. I'm fired up about this, and I want all of you people to definitely check it out and have some fun with us, okay? And then in the last segment of the program, we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report. That's right, the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine. They have a full line of 24 boats there for us, and check them out. Because, you know, even though there may be this, you know, some show going on somewhere in Chicago, just go to the in-house boat show at Waterworks Marine and tell them you want the Chauncey price.
That's what you got to say. I want the Chauncey price for this boat. And he'll make sure he gives you a special deal on those prices. So it's really a cool thing. I'm excited about that. Okay, we got that. We got that. We got that. Oh, we got a couple of news items I want to mention. Okay, Madison, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges ATV and UTV riders to be mindful of the potential dangerous winter conditions when they're out operating their recreational vehicles during this time of the year. Many of the state trails have yet to be covered in snow, according to our good friend who's been on our program, you know, Lieutenant Warden Jacob Hogsclaw. You've heard him on our show. And he says, Chauncey, can you make sure the people hear this on your program? I said, no problem, officer. And he says, you just need to be careful of the winter roads and trails. They're legally open, some of them, for riding, but it doesn't mean that they're safe. Frost, ice, fresh snow can all cause slippery conditions. And if you got UTV or an ATV and the traction is a little bit off on the roads, things can get very, very ugly. Okay, be extra careful though, especially when slowing down or approaching a turn. Officer Hogsclaw said, DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, that's his big title. Nothing stops on slippery pavement. Heck, we know that. We drive the expressways all the time around here. And these machines don't handle the same like a car or a truck. They're top heavy. You can get into an accident, and it's not really pretty. In 2023, he told me that there were 32 fatalities crashes in the state, and most recent, which happened on even December 31st, a week ago. So please be careful out there. There are a few more safety tips to keep in mind when operating that off-highway vehicle during the winter. Never consume alcohol or drugs before or during your ride. Never. Always wear a DOT-approved helmet. Protect your melon up there. Always wear a seatbelt in a UTV. Remember, no ice is 100% safe. Warmer than, you know, it hasn't been very cold yet, so that ice can be good here and not good 5 feet away. Please, please be careful. If you don't understand the area, it's unfamiliar, don't travel it. Let someone not riding with you know where you're going. Somebody back at home, your neighbors, leave a little note what your itinerary is so they can follow you along to make sure if there's a problem. Dress for the weather and always double check before operating on trails. Many trails are open. ATVs are closed during the winter. Some are open, but you have to double check it out every time. That's very, very important. Our friends in Indiana, the Governor Eric Holcomb there, and the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, has announced 14 communities are going to receiving $31.2 million. Wow. For 28 miles of new trails as part of the fourth round of their Next Level Trail program. Across the state, they're putting all these trails together and they're making connections so people and communities can get together and enjoy this. This is a super idea. I wish other states would do this too. And I mean, it just keeps going. And this is all part of a $180 million grant that was given to the Next Level Trails and making this the biggest infusion of cash and trails funding in the state history of Indiana. So congratulations to everybody in Indiana who's going to be out there enjoying the trails a little bit more. Okay, now I feel I talked enough about information. I tell you what, whether you're having breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever time of the day you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, don't forget to like us on Facebook. And if you want to listen to the podcast, just go to chaunceysgreatoutdoors.com. Click on that word podcast, and it'll take you right to the ESPN Chicago app that has all the information and all of our programs. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds at 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st, and get ready to yell, fish on! This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they are sold out at stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing. Fishing boats, muskie clubs, seminars from top muskie professionals, muskie gear, talk to muskie guides and charters from Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Minnesota, Michigan, and Canada. There's free parking and more. Buy your ticket online at muskieexpo.com and save 20%. A one-day ticket is $12 and a three-day ticket is $20. Young muskie anglers 16 and under are free. So don't miss a seminar. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. muskieexpo.com.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Let's fish it!
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the first Saturday of the first month of the year, of the first of the new year. I think I got it all, the first, and first. As always, with the first Saturday of the month, we have our good buddy, Mr. Mondel, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, to talk to us about the programs that are going on in Cook County Forest Preserves, because, right, my friend? The Forest Preserves are not just a fair-weather group of people. There's something going on everywhere. Right, Tim?
Everywhere, every day, every month, every year. Absolutely. Happy New Year, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And, you know, I hope it was a good holiday. I know you had all those little rugrats in the house, got a little sick on you, but that's called being a parent. So.
Oh, it is, isn't it? They tell you about it, but unless you really experience it, I guess you truly don't understand it. But no. Yeah, no, wonderful holiday. Hope the same for you guys and your family.
And we tried our best. Now, listen, talk to me about some of the cool things, because, I mean, I'm telling you, the reason I'm stuttering here is I love going to Brookfield Zoo in the dead of winter. I just love it. I can't tell you why. Maybe there's not as many crowds. I love going into the forest preserves and the nature centers and all kinds of stuff in winter, because, first of all, it's beautiful if there's snow on the ground, and it's just it's got a different feel to it. And now there's so many, many, many things that are going on in the forest preserves. You know, it's almost like the Dan Ryan of activities. Boy, where did that come from?
I don't know. I liked it, though. It's pretty good. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would agree with you about being out in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. For somebody who's grown up in Chicago, I love the wintertime. I love the changing the seasons, and I love what this time of the year has to bring. I I mean, for me personally, too, Chauncey, I think that being out in the winter outside makes me even value further the idea of health and wellness and just absorbing nature and all of it, because you're inside most of the time. So when you do get outside, mm-hmm. it's just that higher level of appreciation. And that's why we offer the programs. And even if they're smaller events, the smaller ones, just something to still continue to keep folks engaged regardless of the climate. It was 11% of the Cook County land made up, you know, that is the Forest Preserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, So we, you know, it's the usual stuff. We're still going to have some smaller workshops. I can go through. We're going to have some, you know, what else? We got some moonwalks, not Michael Jackson walks.
Yeah.
Actual, you know, moonlit walks. Mm-hmm. We have, what else? We get special events coming up like, you know, MLK Day service, which is an extremely important value for the communities and for the Forest and people getting involved in both. Also, you know, we've also got the permits for folks who are looking to do rentals, whether it's an indoor pavilion or an outdoor picnic shelter. That's open for 2024 campgrounds. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot going on for sure.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, a couple of the things that are going on today, as a matter of fact, now I'm thinking about it, you know, beginning cross-country skiing at the Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. You got going on today at 9 a.m. And that kind of says, you know, you go out there. It's first of all, it's a great spot, the Environmental Learning Center there in Sagawa. And it's in Lamont, Illinois. It's really where Archer and 83 come together, right in that area. Okay, folks, so now you got an idea. And then you have a feeder watch at the same place an hour later, which I think is about bird feeding, right?
Correct. Winter birds, cardinals, you know, different species like that. Mm-hmm. You know, for folks who may not be aware or maybe forgot a little bit about it, among the things you just mentioned, Sagawa being Lamont with the quarry and mm-hmm. all the, you know, geological features. But then you also have to remember, folks, that Sagawa has a cross-country skiing course, albeit you need snow. I get that much. We all understand it. But it's, you know, state-of-the-art, beautiful center for it. They have all the gear for you to rent. You can go on mm-hmm. out when the course is groomed and, you know, sunrise to sunset, except for Fridays, go on out and enjoy. And so throughout the month, like you mentioned, Chauncey, there are going to be key lessons available. Go on the website, folks, just take a look at the times and everything else, and hopefully you have an opportunity this wintertime to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the MLK Davis service as well.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about a little bit how it's important for the community to get involved with the Forest Reserves and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
If not more the latter than the former, we really need to get up to you and see what you want and see how to get you more involved and what we can do to help. So this is a good opportunity for that. Obviously, to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. That's Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th, and Monday the 15th at various locations. Come on out. Just bring some nice appropriate gear for you. You're going to be outside. There's going to be fire pits, but we'll have loppers. We'll have bow saws, some things for you to kind of be out there and mm-hmm. just really take part in being part of that community. So hopefully you folks can make it out there one of the 3 days.
Yeah, and once again, I mean, just to be in the forest preserves in winter is a magical time. That's all I can say. Put it in a nutshell, Reader's Digest, it's a magical time to be in the woods at that time of the year. I just can't, you know. Hey,
well, and it's another way to appreciate the fires as well. We have, you know, an all about fire at the end of the month at mm-hmm. Faster and River Forest. Different methods, different means to create and understand it. I think there's another one at Camp Reinberg during the middle of the month. So there's ample opportunities to enjoy some of the things maybe you can't do during the summer, or maybe it's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Winter's a perfect time for it.
Yeah, and I mean, there's Star Walk hikes. I think there's a Dark Sky Walk or something like that.
At Little Red Schoolhouse.
Little Red Schoolhouse, yeah.
What else we have? I think there's Stories of the Stars, which is, again, connecting stories with, you know, astronomy and nature and putting it all together. That's at Crabtree on the 12th at night at 7:30. For teens who love s'mores, coming out to Teen S'mores Night at Dan Ryan Woods down on the south side on the 12th. for you early morning lovers. It's not me so much anymore. Sunday the 14th at Little Red Schoolhouse, they're going to have a sunrise hike. So bundle up, be prepared to be out there, but what a way to start your day. You know, you're at the sunrise at a gorgeous acreage. You've got the nature center on your side. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. There, and Sunday the 14th, you also have a program called Bon Appetit en Español.
For all of you Spanish lovers, no, absolutely. It's learning about the eating habits of different species within the Kokani Forest Reserve at the Nature Center. I've talked about it quite a bit in the past, Roncy, about the Forest Reserve's efforts for inclusion, which, again, means us going out and finding things that are going to be enjoyed by the community. So this is another opportunity for us to offer one of our programs, but maybe to a community or to folks who haven't had the experience to be part of it in the past.
That's so cool you're doing that. It really is a cool thing because there's, you know, families out there that the language that's spoken in the home is Spanish. And, you know, that's what they're comfortable hearing and understanding. And they do speak English, but it may not come as easily. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, absolutely.
And this way they enjoy it. They're with their family, their parents, adults, maybe grandparents too. And that's all kind of a really neat thing that I just love that concept. And, you know, that's so cool. Hey, you're doing something about bees.
Oh, we are. Yeah. So there, it's an apiary. It's at River Trail Nature Center. Sorry, mm-hmm. I don't know why that evaded me. River Trail Nature Center in Northbrook. And they are throughout the entire month of January and I believe February. It's every Wednesday. They're doing a beginner beekeeping class where you can join the beekeepers, learn about the process of beekeeping itself. It's a 5-week class. It's $75. So it's a little different from our usual free open to the public offering.
Mm-hmm.
You have to register for it. It's a repeated class. And it's kind of like, not that anybody necessarily wants to do this. Go back to college days where you had a quick, you know, 2-month course.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the idea with it. But you can come out there and learn about all of everything beekeeping related. It's with the Cook DuPage Beekeepers Association. And if you have questions or you want to know more about it, you can always call River Trail Nature Center.
Yeah, and the benefits you get out of being a beekeeper, let me tell you.
Oh, let me count the ways. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's funny because when River Trail has their large events, I think one's in March and one's in October, they tend to sell their local bee, their honey, excuse me, and that's like the first thing that goes. They can't keep up with it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I my friend who is a beekeeper, I will never forget the one time we were doing a program for families. And, you know, we were showing the kids the frames of the honey that's capped, okay? The bees put all the honey in the honeycomb, and then they put a wax coating on it, and then you have to get the wax out of that, which is another whole process we won't talk about. But I'll never forget, I was standing there watching my friend, and he took his knife and just scraped open some of the caps, and he let the kids take their finger and rub it up against the honey. This is honey. When I say fresh honey, I'm talking, it can't be any fresher. They would put it on their finger, and they put their finger in their mouth, and their eyes would just go, oh, my gosh.
The question is, did they have an area to go run around it right after the fact to burn it all off?
Well, you know, we sent them home with their mothers and fathers.
Of course. No, I mean, talk about it, it's fresh. You're right. As fresh as you can possibly be. I mean, that's also the experience, too, that we at the Forest Reserve are looking for is create an experience, something you remember that's positive and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood is you're going to return and you're going to tell people about it. So that's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Okay. You got a program. I think it's at the Trailside Nature Center. Trailside Museum and Natural History and River Forest. And that's really just north of Lake Street, is it?
That is north of Lake Street, yeah, and it's actually on Chicago Avenue,
right,
just east of First Ave, so right there in River Forest.
Right, yeah. It's on Chicago Avenue. Yeah. And on the 20th of the month, you're having a program called Bird and Bagel Bird Walk. And I'm like, okay, so I had to go look this one up just because you pegged my curiosity on this one. Well, it's kind of an, it's gonna be bagels and coffee inside, and you could watch all the bird feeders outside and identify all the birds or learn to identify the birds that are coming to the bird feeders outside, which are a lot of birds that show up there. But a bird and bagel. Now, if we throw some lox in there, I'm going to show up, okay?
I was going to say, I thought there was going to be something about putting a bagel on your head and walking around and seeing which birds can, you know, some Hitchcock film or something like that.
But that's such that's a cool idea. You're enjoying the outdoors, but you're doing it from comfort.
And it's simple. We're not asking folks, I mean, we're not going to expect somebody to go for an hour and a half walk mm-hmm. in the dead of winter. We understand it, right? But go out there for 10 or 15 minutes, explore a little bit, come back, get some coffee, have a bagel. I mean, again, what a wonderful way to spend your morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different from something maybe you're doing. Maybe it isn't. Maybe you've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, we're getting you to the preserves, and we're creating those memories, as we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
You know, there's another one, too. The Forest Reserve has really pushed hard. I already talked about inclusion from the cultural standpoint, but we're also talking about it from the accessibility standpoint. You know, we have ADA regulated canoe launches and picnic shelter paths and a few other things. At the end of the month, my colleague Justin is hosting an accessibility trail outing at Miller Meadows South, which is like First Ave and Roosevelt area. And there's a 1.7 mile loop, paved trail, resting points throughout, and the whole idea is that this walk is designed for individuals using wheelchairs or with those with mobility issues. So, like, again, something, it's not, like, it seems common sense, it seems like, well, everybody should be doing this, and we aren't necessarily doing it as often as we'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to start somewhere, and this is another opportunity for us to showcase that we are all about inclusion.
Right. And always in the Forest Preserve, besides so many different nature and outdoor programs, there's all the lakes and ponds that are open to ice fishing. Remember, they don't check the ice thickness. You're on your own to check it, but they highly recommend 4 inches of ice before you go venturing out there, and never go alone, and have your safety equipment with you in case there's a problem, because you always have to make sure the ice is thick enough to support you. Don't just walk out there. But it's just another way to get out and enjoy some fresh fish on the table, or catch and release is fine too, in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And if anybody wants to get all this information, Tim, where do they go?
Go to our website, fpdcc.com, or stop by one of our nature centers or public events, and we'll have brochures for you, just like we will at the end of the month at the outdoor show.
That's right, which will be, you guys are going to be at my booth at the Schaumburg Show on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday?
I think Friday, Saturday, Sunday
at the Schaumburg Outdoor Show. They'll be at my booths, and you can learn a lot of stuff there and pick up tons of brochures and things like that. Tim, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, always a love it, man. Very much appreciate the chance.
Cool. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special gift for someone who is hard to buy it for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificates. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Oh, gosh, this ice is thin.
Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. Muskieexpo.com.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today. And they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Lights close the tired eyes. I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dull surprise.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know, I get these little tidbits of information, and then I get a tidbit of information that I drop my jaw, drop my fork, spill my coffee and say, I gotta call Jim Lemke up and say, where have you been hiding all my life?
Well, I'm right here, John.
Jim Lemke, everybody, works for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And the group he works for has put together something that I think every state in the U.S. should have, each Department of Natural Resources should create. And then he's making it sweeter. Jim, what is going on? What have you created for everybody needs to know about?
Well, first of all, Chauncey, thanks for reaching out. And at the DNR, we are pretty excited about what we call our Public Access Lands Atlas. And the DNR, I'd like to take credit for it. However, it was legislatively directed to us back in 2011 by our state legislators that the DNR provides a publication or an application that indicates all public lands that are located in the state of Wisconsin that the public can go to for recreating, for boating, for hiking, for hunting. So actually, for the past really 15 years or so, we've been complying with that statutory requirement and creating this wonderful, workable public access that anybody can use to their benefit to plan weekends or to decide where they want to go to discover parts of Wisconsin.
And, Jim, this blows me away. It just absolutely, because actually you're taking part of my job away from you because people call me up and say, where can I go here in Wisconsin? Where can I go here in Michigan or Illinois? They're looking for the non-private land that they can access for recreation. And this is something Wisconsin DNR has been doing for years.
Yeah, not only doing it for years, Chauncey, but we've been improving upon it. So it's really a robust application that's available via the web, and it'll show you details that will actually surprise the users as to the amount of information that's available. You know, when you think about public access lands, you think about hunting quite a bit in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
But this goes well beyond that. This goes into hiking. This goes into topographical maps, into wetland maps. It tells you where you can park your car. The application tells you available trails and roads that you can hike on or roads that are vehicular access. And it brings all that right to your fingertips via the web. And not only that, Chauncey, now I sound like a salesman a little bit, it even has shipwrecks off of the coast of Lake Michigan that you can gather pictures on, and you can find out exactly where these shipwrecks are located in case you're a diver and you want to explore some of Wisconsin lands or lakes in that regard. So it's really a robust program that I think if we can get the word out there a little bit like you're doing today, I think people will find it really a very usable resource for them as far as the uses of lands in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and for my friends that are all divers that are you just woke them up, just remember the Maritime Act says you can't go down to these shipwrecks and pick stuff up and take it. You got to leave it there. Okay,
right.
You can remember that.
Exactly. Thanks for clarifying that.
Well, that's okay, but I just only because I always have to remind these guys, like, hey, you know, no, you know. But I mean, this is what I mean. Oh my, I'm just sitting here rolling back in my chair, Jim, because here it is, you know, you can find the trails, you can find campgrounds, canoe access, boat access, ramps, this, that. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And the thing that threw me when we had a small conversation earlier was, okay, this isn't just the state land, right?
Exactly. A great point that you're making. It's not only state land, but it shows public access on county lands. It shows public access on federal state forest. And there, as we know, we have the Northern Highlands American Legion federal forests that encumber a large portion of the northern parts of Wisconsin. And this has all that information available within reach for the user as well. So it's very comprehensive as far as available lands all throughout the state of Wisconsin that you can go to and explore.
Jim, I'm sitting here shaking my head going, oh, I don't believe this. I mean, here we are looking at so much opportunity. I mean, I know Illinois is about 95% privately owned. Okay, I mean, and, you know, yes, we have state parks and different things and some county areas, and but, you know, the state wildlife areas and southern, you have to go down to southern Illinois for huge tracts of the Shawnee National Forest. But, you know, so many people gravitate north from Illinois or little southeast from Minnesota, or they roll down from the Upper Peninsula to be in Wisconsin. And if you have something like your phone that shows your GPS location, which y'all know Now, I'm sounding like I'm from the South, but y'all know that if you look at your phone, you could get GPS on it, and it'll tell you where you are on a piece of land, so you could refer that to the map to make sure you're on public land.
Yeah, exactly. It'll show you more information and detail than you can ever imagine or possibly use. And especially when it comes to boat landings and available trout streams and those trout streams that you can access public waterfront to fish some of the great southwestern Wisconsin trout land. Those are all also available on the Atlas. And there's different Chauncey menus that you can select from our legend, where you can zero in on musky lakes, where you can zero in on walleye lakes or trout waters, or areas that are state natural areas that are open and available to the public. So it all depends on someone's individual interest, but they can really tailor those interests based on the choices they can make right off of this public access atlas. And you can either do that by purchasing it in a written form, which is just about $100, and that'll give you the 2-inch binder mm-hmm. that you could throw in the back of your car. Or you can just use it, as you're saying, on the web, and you can do all the searching and exploring you want for free.
Jim, I feel I'm getting, so much information from you and so much that I can work with. And when you started saying, because I know trout season is open for catch and release in Wisconsin up until opening of season at the beginning of May. So these trout streams are on there. You mentioned the walleye, the muskie, because people are like, well, you know, where do I find this? Where do I find that? And they don't really know. And this is the one spot that, you know,
Yeah, for example, if you're a trout fisherman and you want to fish brook trout, we have a program in Wisconsin called our Stream Bank Easement Program, where we actually purchase waterfront rights from different private landowners, and we string together these corridors of trout fishing waters. So if you're going to be in Viroqua, Wisconsin, southwest Wisconsin for the weekend, and you want to do some trout fishing, you can go to the access map, and you can locate within Viroqua those trout streams, pick your spot to park, and you can jump right out, and you can be on public access lands on the shoreline. You don't have to be in the water. You have rights to walk along that shoreline, and you can fish all these remote trout waters that are privately owned but available for public use. And you can really, really plan your weekend out according to some of these spots that are in the state of Wisconsin. It's a great resource.
Jim, can I find on this map where my next, 14-point buck is hiding?
Well, it depends on how well you can read a map, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
But no, not only will it tell you where you can hunt, but it'll mm-hmm. also show you where the DNR has leased hunting lands. That's also on this map. And we also have, Chauncey, we have something in the state of Wisconsin called managed forest laws. Land, and those are lands that large forest owners have put in MFL lands that are open to the public. That is something new that wasn't on this atlas as of just 6 months ago, and now we've taken all those privately owned lands that are open to the public for hunting via the MFL designation, and we've downloaded that information also onto this atlas. And so previously you wouldn't know where those particular properties were located. Now it's all part of the atlas, and it's a big upgrade for us. We're very excited about it, and it's something we've just recently rolled out. And so if you are a deer hunter looking for that 14-point buck, I think you'll find even more information available on this atlas than you did before.
Yeah, my luck, the only bucks I see are spike horns and stuff. I need a kid who's never gone, you know, deer hunting before in his life, who's 12 years old, who goes out the first time, and 15 minutes later, the 14-pointer walks in front of him. You know?
Yeah. So goes the stories of Wisconsin and deer hunting. There's a million of them. But yeah, those are great stories. And talking about a million, the state of Wisconsin, the DNR, owns through public rights 1.7 million acres of land. And then when you add to that, Chauncey, the lands that the counties own and that the federal government owns, Forest Service owns in the state of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. there are upwards of 4 million acres of publicly owned accessible lands that can be enjoyed in the state of Wisconsin. And they're all not up in northern Wisconsin. There's a ton of them down in southeast Wisconsin where population centers are and close to Chicago, and they're all throughout the state. So it's not just northern Wisconsin where you need to spend 5-6 hours to get to these spots. There's quite a bit of these properties that are located along the Illinois and Wisconsin borders as well.
Jim, I'm still sitting there shaking my head because I'm visualizing going on, looking at the Lake Michigan where there's access to Lake Michigan ramps and different things. And as you mentioned, the you know, sunken boats. And, besides sunken boats, everybody, remember, those sunken boats are nothing more than a reef and a fish attractant. So don't try to troll over them with something deep, but you could anchor nearby them and fish those areas and pick up fish like that. So remember that. But you know, you're just thinking the Muskie, the Walleye Lakes, this lake, the river that's got a ramp over here, the county area that has this, or the land that's here, or where there's a trout, you know, accessibility. And I'm just sitting here, Jim, shaking my head. Like
ATV trails, Chauncey.
Oh, nope. You throw another one in there.
And we all know what's going on with ATV and UTV use in the state of Wisconsin, probably across the United States. Mm-hmm. It's become a very popular way of utilizing trails 365 days a year versus just snowmobile trails. Mm-hmm. It's become very popular, and those trails are all part of the system as well.
Do you have anything else in your pocket that you want to tell me about?
Well, maybe it's an indication the DNR and the state needs to do a better job of promoting, you know, some of the available resources for people to be able to use. So maybe that's shame on us, Chauncey, more it is than not getting the word out appropriately. But I appreciate the chance to do that with you. It sure is great to be able to promote the states of Wisconsin lands and the public access of those lands.
Everybody, we're talking with Jim Lemke, who is just a person with so much information. It's driving me crazy because he's telling us everything in the world we need to go. And what his title is, he's the real estate section chief, the DNR real estate section chief. And for the state of Wisconsin, it's just telling us how we can learn and plan our next great outdoor adventure. If you live in Illinois or Minnesota or Upper Peninsula, Michigan, it's just right over the border, and it's all for you to learn, access, and be part of. Jim.
And all you have to do is go to your search engines, whether it's Google or whatever, and type in Wisconsin DNR Public Land Atlas or Public Lands, and it'll pop right up for you. It'll be the number one returned item, and all you have to do is click on that link, launch the program. Mm-hmm. And you can go on. It's a pretty robust program, and so the first time you're on it, it might be a little bit daunting, but you can't harm the application. So you can peruse through the application, click on trout streams, check that out. You can zoom in and out. You can even contact the county tax owners layer, and you can find out who your neighbors are up in these particular areas. It's all part of the application. And I just encourage your listeners, if they're interested, you know, to Google that public land atlas in the state of Wisconsin and go onto the site and really kind of explore the site a little bit itself and find out what you can and can't do as far as available information there. And the more you use it, the more natural it's going to become for you, and pretty soon it'll be second nature just to be able to pick out a particular part of the state and find out what options might be available there.
Jim, I said it as a little joke that what else you got in your pocket, and you filled up another whole segment of information. And once again, if you wanted to buy the book is $104 in pocket, $104.95. But you can get a DVD for $5.95. Individual county booklets are $29.95. You can download county PDF maps for free. You can go to the Public Access Land online mapping application for free. And as you just mentioned, the website, give me that, what's it called again?
Just go to your Google search bar, whatever you use for your search engine, and type in Wisconsin DNR Public Lands. And that'll do it for you, Chauncey. That'll bring you right to that site, and you'll just have to click on that and launch the application, and off you're going.
Jim, Thank you isn't the right word to say, because you have given so much more to us as outdoorsmen than I think anybody I've ever interviewed in many, many years of how to get out and learn what to do in the great outdoors, especially in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity, and certainly any chance we have to promote lands in the state of Wisconsin, we're very very fortunate to have that opportunity. So thank you to you, Chauncey, and for reaching out for us as well.
All right. This is the next commercial break. I got to go online and check out all the places.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me know if you have trouble with the application, and I'll help you out. Okay?
Thank you, Jim. And once again, it's Jim Lemke, everybody. It's just a phenomenal individual who has just opened my eyes, but I really hope they opened your eyes to everything you could do, not just on state land, but state, federal, county, city, whatever land in the state of Wisconsin, rivers, lakes, streams, Lake Michigan, and more. I can't even go on. Once again, Jim Lemke, the real estate section chief for the Department of Natural Resources, state of Wisconsin. Thank you.
Thanks, Chauncey. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. Muskieexpo.com.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificates. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Somebody say,
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We had too much of a packed show today. It was packed. But I hate to say this, my grandson Aiden is in the Florida Keys for the last, left after Christmas with mom and dad and the sis. And the only note I've got from him was, what is this fish? It was a Bermuda chub. And that's the only note I've gotten. So he must be having a fun time. He's a 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid. He's having a good time in the Keys. But let's talk about some fishing here, okay? Being brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Perch action has gotten a little weird. Some places are doing a little bit, places that didn't have perch are getting perch. 87th Street, on and off. Navy Pier, on and off. Even Indiana waters for the boaters fishing the 30 to 40, 50 feet of water, they're saying they're running around trying to find them there. Some guys are doing real well, and some guys aren't doing real well. So there's a lot of activity and a lot of action that you've got to put out to get the fish, but hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's why it's called fishing. Chain of Lakes is a little bit on the low side for water right now. Please be careful if you're getting your boat in there. And, you know, on Thursday and Friday, there was a lot more skim ice on a lot of ponds, and just people are staying off the ponds, or they weren't even trying to go out because that skim ice just said, we'll wait till it gets thick enough to go ice fishing. So that's just another good sign up that way, too. Northern Wisconsin's running about 5 inches of ice. Some areas are thinner, so you always have to check it. Whether you're fishing Hayward, Minocqua, all those places up that way, please be careful. You're seeing a little bit of activity going on in St. Joseph, Michigan for some steelhead. They're getting better, which means it's only going to get colder because that's the big key front there. It gets colder, it gets better. I like it. And one of my friends, Darren, who gave me a quick call, and he says he was up at the dam on the Wisconsin River, and he said he got a few walleye, some nice ones. He says he had to bring them home and make dinner out of them. Well, that means they were good fish, not just nice ones. Okay, Darren, I've got that little tidbit of note for you there. Also, there's reports of some browns and steelhead being taken by boaters who are getting out on Lake Michigan. Those ramps are going to get real iffy in the morning, so make sure you have salt and sand in your car or truck if you're launching on the Illinois areas, because that ramp will get very, very slippery. Okay, I got that. It pretty much covered all of that stuff. Got the two interviews done here, everybody. And you know what? I can hear the flute playing. Yep. So that means we're coming to the end of the show. And I like to leave you with my Native American proverb. That's right. This one comes again from my buddy Apensui Majuwat. It says, speak with your body, think with your heart, love with your soul. Speak with your body, think with your heart, love with your soul. That's from my friend Apensui Majuwat. How very, very right you are on that one, Apensui. Very right. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the birds we're still hunting. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you at the sports shows. Take care, everyone.